We have a couple more minutes with Jerry Adams, whom we are delighted to welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I was quite taken when I finally understood the origins of the name Sinn Féin. Would you tell us what that means and why that is so important?
Well, it's from the Irish Sinn, which means we, and Féin, which is an emphasis on the word. We ourselves. It means independence. It's in its literal sort of sense, and it means independence from Britain. It means self-government for the people of Ireland.
The idea that Ireland was the first and the last of the empire seemed to me to go all the way through this book.
Yeah, well, I often smile to myself that some people in the British establishment think they have an empire, and we're it. It's very profound.
you one part of the appeal of what you have done is in looking at the future and making plans for the future. And my curiosity is when I come visit Ireland in, we'll say, 20 years, will I find you in the presidential palace? Will I find you behind that bar in Belfast? And what do you see for yourself?
You'll find me on the right side of the bar.
Whichever side that might be.
The right side of the bar is the part where they give you the drink. No, I don't know.
I mean, what would you like to see? For, I'm really not talking about you so much as your friend.
Well, I mean, I do believe that there's a life outside politics. I am interested in writing and reading and cooking and walking and growing trees and looking after grandchildren and minding dogs and swimming and exploring and all sorts of crazy things. So I don't know what I'd be doing. I would like to think that if we continue to be successful and struggle, that at least I will do what I'm doing in a free Ireland.
And we have hopes for that free Ireland?
Yes, absolutely.
I have to say, just in closing, the hopefulness of your life gives me hope. Is that part of what you're trying to do?
Well, I chose the title Hope and History for the Irish edition of the book, and the state said as a father journey, and it comes from a Seamus Heaney poem. And the poem, one of its lines says, "A father shore is reachable on the far side of revenge." And I think that's true.
Jerry Adams, it has been our great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Paula, and thanks, Bill.
A Farther Shore, Ireland's Long Road to Peace, is as riveting as it is beautiful. We are indebted to Jerry Adams for sharing his stories in the book and with us. We are in awe of the courage and tenacity of people known and nameless who have faced unimaginable obstacles to be free. Mr. Adams and so many others remind us yet again that one person really can make a difference. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.